Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Rangers have won the Stanley Cup.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Danielle McCartney, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Good Sunday, fun day afternoon, New York sports fans. I'm Danielle McCartney, and today I am Danielle in the beautiful sun daytime, the super utility around here, and I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up till 6 p.m. here in New York City and beyond. So whatever you're doing at the moment, I appreciate you tuning into the show right now and throughout the next, count them, 5 hours, whether that be on your car radio, streaming from WFAN.com, or on our free Odyssey app. And of course, as always, I'm here in the Big Apple, and Paulie Rosenberg and I are coming to you live from the Mike Francesa studio here in Lower Manhattan. So go ahead, start dialing. You know the number, 877-337-6666. Try to take some calls right here in this first segment. Get aboard, buckle in. Going to do some basketball today, some NFL Combine stuff, some hockey trade deadline stuff, and some baseball. So trying to hit all four major sports. And here we go. And I know there's baseball on TV right now. Let me look at my calendar here, my Apple calendar. Yankees are on. The Mets are on. Devils at 3:30. But the game that and Caitlin Clark, by the way, will talk some NIL deals and why I think it was a bad move for her to declare for the WNBA draft. And the game I'm going to have both eyeballs on pretty much as soon as I walk through the door later is going to be the Knicks-Cavaliers. Knicks-Cavaliers in Cleveland, 7 or 7:30. I think it's a 7 o'clock. Let me look. 7 o'clock game. That game my eyes are going to be glued to. The Cavs are, 5-4 or something like that over their last 9? They're just one of how many? Let's see. 3 teams that are above the Knicks in the standings? It's a very, if you looked at it, it's very congested in the middle of the Eastern standings. But if the season ended today, the Knicks would be the 4 seed. But look all the way down to, through 8. The Knicks at 4 are separated by just, that's 12, 13, it's 1.5 games. I couldn't believe the math I was just doing. The Knicks and the 8th-seeded Pacers are separated, and everybody in between are separated by just 1.5 games. This, tonight, is going to be an excellent road kind of litmus test kind of game for the Knicks. As you know, they sputtered through February, 4-8, but really at no fault of their own. I mean, injuries, man, how unlucky. In the month of February, here is the list of players that found themselves on the Knicks injury report at any point in the month of February. Brunson, Bogdanovich, DiVincenzo, and of course, add that to the long-term injured Anunoby, Randall, Robinson, and our current minutes limited Hartenstein. That sounds like a whole freaking team. And then some, right? But as the calendar flips to March, or has flipped to March, you have to wonder, where will the Knicks find themselves come playoff time? Well, first, there's no chance that the Knicks miss the playoffs altogether, right? Right. And that's not just according to me, but that's according to Basketball Reference's playoff probabilities report. Some nerd crunched these numbers, and the Knicks, at last check yesterday, they've got a 97.5% chance to make the playoffs. And if you break it down even farther, the majority percentage, over half, they're either going to do it as the 4 seed or the 5 seed. The seed you don't want, though, you don't want the Knicks to end up as the 8th seed via that play-in tournament. That would secure an immediate date with the Boston Celtics. Basketball Reference's overwhelming pick to win the finals, not just get there, but win it. So that's obviously the matchup you'd want to try to avoid right at the start of the playoffs. Maybe I hope someone can get hot and knock them off so that you don't have to do the dirty work. But, you know, as you continue the Knicks to presumably build some continuity among all of the players that will be returning from injury, including those guys that are getting their, you know, quote unquote game legs back under them. Because if the Knicks draw the Celtics in the first round via that play-in tournament, it 1,000% for sure will be a first-round exit for the Knicks. But if the Knicks see the Celtics later on down the line, it's only going to be better for them. Matching up against Boston's big lineup with presumably a trio of returned, fresh question mark, bigs of their own, being Randall and Robinson, probably having the two biggest impact. I know the 7 seed would still then be up for grabs, but Tom Thibodeau and the Knicks, from here on out, they've got to walk a very fine line through this month of March, beginning tonight in Cleveland, to avoid the play-in at all costs. Number one, the Knicks' regular season game, the last one, April 14th. And you'd think that the playoff picture would be, you know, mostly settled by then. So the hope would be that the key dogs, you know, namely Jalen Brunson, would get some built-in, like, rest, recharge time in there. But even if those games actually ended up meaning something all the way up through April 14th, if the Knicks avoid the play-in tournament, they still get, it's like 5 full days off before lacing them up again for a game. I know there's practices, I know there's walkthroughs, I know there's workouts, but between games, I think it's like a Monday and a Friday, I think it might be, or a Sunday. I don't know what the 14th is, or a Sunday and a Friday, but it's a significant amount of time. So that's, I can't overstate the advantage that that would have for a team, hopefully, that will be coming together and becoming whole at the end of the regular season. And don't forget, there are no back-to-backs in the NBA playoffs. Even better news for the Knicks. So, again, how do the Knicks avoid the play-in tournament? Well, it's pretty obvious, and it's definitely not rocket science, but those players that have been out for extended periods of time need to be back on that active roster. It then restores the depth that this team enjoyed in that dominant 14-2 January, where it was like, bing, bong, start making parade plans. But again, you got Julius Randle out since January 29th, and he the other day, he spoke to reporters, and he says he feels great, and he said that's as much as he could say. But he continued, he said, you guys know me, I'm going to push it as hard as I can, safely, cautiously, with the training team's advice. That makes me feel confident that he's going to be back before the regular season ends. But then, the monkey wrench, in that same little powwow, he mentioned the word surgery and the phrase not ruling it out. Now, if surgery is the eventual path that Julius Randle goes down. He should have gotten it done immediately. It's a 6-week recovery from that surgery, says Google, and that would have put him back on the court in and around March 11th-ish. Instead, you mean to tell me that you waited and wasted 34 days to potentially make that decision and then elect surgery, ending your season? No. This is the point of no return for Julius Randle. You need to play through it. Get the surgery in the offseason. Get ready to go. Be ready to go day one of next season. Then you look at number two, most important, the spark plug. OG Anunoby, I was here that day. The trade went down 10 minutes before my show started. Who was expecting it? But Anunoby's been out since January 29th. And based on everything I saw, read, compiled, although he hasn't been cleared to shoot just yet that I've seen, his projected return date is mid-March. So the reinforcements could be on the way. And of course, Mitchell Robinson, my favorite Nick, out since December 11th. He might return by the end of the regular season. But here's what I'm saying. The way that this Knicks team is constructed, even just like 10 good minutes out of Mitch Robinson in a game is and will be and can be a difference maker. So maybe you're sitting there, maybe you're painting me as overly optimistic, overly glass half full, and that's fine. But I think that all three of these guys that I just mentioned, Randle, Anunoby, Robinson, I think they're all back on the floor by the end of this regular season. And the second way that the Knicks can avoid that play-in tournament, well, that's all on the coach. Tom Thibodeau needs to buck this destructive coaching trend that defines him. It's my number one problem with him and many Knicks fans' problem with him. He has to manage minutes better for the guys that are out there throughout this month of March. He needs to trust his bench this month. And if Thibodeau can do that, March will come in like a lion and out like a lamb, smooth sailing to the playoffs. Basketball, like volleyball, it's about riding the waves in the game. You have to be better managing your bench to avoid that player fatigue. And I'm not going out on a limb here to say that the once extremely promising Knicks season depends on that. So moving forward, starting tonight, A, I want to see more offense run through Bogdanović. His points per game is down. The average points per game is down seven points since he came here to New York from Detroit. I want to see more offense run through him. B, I want to see more minutes from Miles McBride. Averages is 3.4 minutes a game. Bump him up to 20 and see what happens. Let Brunson get a break. A little bit. And I want to see more minutes for, yes, Jericho Sims, who, oh, by the way, has the second best offensive rating on the Knicks. Yet, he sees just 12 and a half minutes per game on average. Platoon him and Hartenstein and save Hartenstein's Achilles. I'm going to put that on a t-shirt because I'll tell you something. If Hartenstein, who right now is on a minutes limit for that Achilles, if he goes down before OG or before Julius comes back, it's lights out for the Knicks. Over the past 3 weeks, he's already missed time because of that Achilles. And did you scoff at that? Oh, Hartenstein? Oh. Well, here's the facts. Without Randle and Anunoby on the court to help balance the team in Hartenstein's absence, so when all three of them are out, the Knicks are 0-4. They are 0-4 when all three of those guys were off the floor. So he is an important piece to this Knicks machine throughout the month of March. And you need to protect him at all costs. Give Jericho Sims more minutes. And if Jalen Brunson, who averages the ninth highest minutes per game in the league right now, if he burns out, what's the point of even having any of those guys that I mentioned back? Anunoby, Randle, Mitchell, any of them. And by the way these Knicks play defense, having played that style myself and prided myself on my defense, I'm telling you, those minutes, they are way more taxing than the guys whose minutes consist of just chucking the ball up from three, backpedaling to play sort of defense, no matter the outcome of the shot. Like, that's those minutes, the Knicks' minutes, are a lot tougher than a lot of the other guys' minutes in the league. So, ultimately, is it panic time for the Knicks? No. It's going to be a tenuous balancing act, though, at the very least, through the first half of this month. But they are going to get some reinforcements back. And the Knicks have won just 2 of their last 9, and yet they're still 5 games or 10 games over 500. So what I'm trying to say is that the Knicks, they've built themselves a good cushion in that month of January. And they are smack dab in the middle of the pack in terms of strength of schedule remaining. They're 15th out of 30. The Knicks are going to be all right. And Randall, he said it well when he talked to reporters the other day, and he said, quote, as the guys start to get healthy, we start to build that chemistry back and win games how we were. Guys have been doing a great job of doing the most with what we have and holding it down while we've been hurt. End quote from Julius Randle. I'm not worried yet, at least. There's no need to pack it in just yet. I think that's crazy talk. Not now, with 27% of the game still left to be played. It is not panic time. The reinforcements are on their way for the New York Knicks.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.